We are talking to Max Cervantes, who plays Billy Flynn, and in the Chicago, the musical, which is probably one of the longest running shows around. Max, welcome to Around the Town Chicago.
Thank you, Al. I'm so excited to be on.
Yeah, I know you're on the road, so you're from what I understand, you're in Kansas right now, and you know, the line from The Wizard of Oz, "We're not in Kansas anymore." You can't say that one. It's kind of an honor to play that role, Billy Flynn, because Billy Flynn, the show has been on the road over the years, and many, many big celebrities have kind of made that their role. You're on stage pretty much, what, 80% of the show. It's kind of an honor. People who don't know the show, I can't believe they don't know it or wouldn't know it, but it's been over 50 years. And in Chicago, of course, because it's a Bob Fosse, who's from Chicago, show, and it's probably the most amazing show for dance with all that jazz, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the iconic numbers, and it's a Fosse musical, so you're going to have his iconic choreography that you're going to see throughout the show, and it's just amazing. And the dancers that we have in the show are incredible.
Yeah, I would imagine they'd have to get to you. I know that the keys to this show, people who don't know the show, it's kind of a satirical look of the celebrities that were the kind of celebrities of the Roaring Twenties, you know, that period of time, because these are people who do bad things, but they're popular because of it. And everybody wants to know who's killing who and who's on the news, and it's just a kind of an exciting, funny show. And I was very surprised. My granddaughter's school, Glenbrook High School, where I went to school in Northbrook, did this show 2 years ago. And now I'm understanding that some of the younger kids' shows, theater companies are putting it on, that they have a Chicago the Musical for teenagers.
You know what, Al? I did this when I was, I did Chicago the Musical, the high school edition, when I was 17 years old in Hinsdale, Illinois at BAM Theater. And that was the first time that I got my hands on the show. And I got to play Billy Flynn at that age.
Wow.
But you know what? At that age, you're just kind of, you know, biting and you're jumping to get at it. And you want to be considered adult and you want to play these more mature roles. So we all took it very seriously. We had a great program. BAM Theater that Melanie Lambert runs in Hinsdale. She's made that into a huge program, an incredible educational theater. But yeah, I actually did it. I already played Billy Flynn as a 17-year-old. So revisiting it about, you know, 16 years later is a real treat. And it's really cool to see how many things I still remember, though, actually, from playing it as a much younger me.
And the script that you did back then was not, it wasn't a different script. It's the same script, right?
You know, I don't want to get anyone in trouble here, but I think we doctored a little bit of the script back so that it was a little bit more like the movie and a little bit more like the Broadway production. But now I think there's a very clear and like clean teen edition that kind of cuts out a lot of the profanity, because Billy Flynn, I mean, I'm not going to lie, my parents came to see it, and my mom, you know, who I grew up very Catholic in Berwyn, Illinois, and she was like, "Max, you say, you know, you say some words, and you say JC, and you swear on stage." I'm like, "I know, Mom, I'm sorry, but that's what the script says. That's what it calls for." You know, Billy Flynn, he is a manipulator, and he's a charming guy, but his mouth kind of runs, and that's what also gets him the money, because he never stops talking and he just kind of wraps people up in his words, and then, you know, and then they win the case. So
he's kind of the greatest con man ever.
Absolutely. So it's interesting that we're doing it again, that I'm doing it again at this time in the country that is just so prominent with media manipulation and just, you know, the whole, just everything going on right now.
It does. It makes more sense now than it did 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
It falls into place with what is going on in the world. And here's the big thing. You're going to be on a big stage. The auditorium, have you ever been in the auditorium theater when you were living here?
I have not, and I have not had the opportunity to perform there either. I performed at a bunch of, you know, I performed at Paramount and Aurora, and I performed at Theo Ubique and with Firebrand at the Den Theater, but nothing as big as the auditorium. I think it's like 3,800.
Yeah, it is big. It is humongous. It has great sound. I mean, I've been going there since I was a kid, and I'm in my 80s, so you know it's a long time. It's an amazing thing. And I'm curious as to how it's going to play on a bigger stage, but I would imagine it's the center of attention is what's going on the stage, not the size of the stage. And the set is not an amazing set. The set is very simple. It's really Absolutely. The action, the dancing, the music, the performances. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting that you said, because, you're right. It's a vaudeville style, you know. This production is directly taken from the '97 revival, which won the awards, and which is the same production that's been playing on Broadway for over 30 years now. And this one is just very stripped down. It's a black box, black chairs. Everyone's wearing really, you know, sexy black costumes. I'm wearing a black tux the whole time. So it's not the spectacle of the costumes. It's not the spectacle of the set, even though our bandstand is incredible with the gold trim, and you have our incredible orchestra that's there, which is going to sound amazing in that space.
Oh, yeah, the sound, especially there's a section that they call the circle. It's unbelievable. I remember seeing Golden Boy with Sammy Davis Jr. And
oh, wow.
That's where I sat. And it was like the sound was, I sat in the upper balcony way
right.
up at the top where it was only $10 and back in those days. And,
right.
and I still saw everything and heard everything, but not like you do in that golden circle. So here's the big thing. We need to let people know this show is only going to be here for a short period of time. It's May 5th through the 10th. Very yep. short period of time. So it is very important for them to get online and or and order their tickets. So go to BroadwayInChicago.com. It's at the auditorium. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 performances in Chicago. So Chicago will be in Chicago for 8 days or 8 performances. And so it's only open to what? 8 times, about 24,000 people can go to see it. So the first 24,000 people will get in.
Yep. You want to be one of those lucky ones for sure. And a little birdie told me that the weekend shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're already selling it like about 80%. So if you're thinking about coming to the weekend, next weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at the auditorium, get your tickets in now because we don't know how long they're going to last.
Yeah, and there's no way. This is a road show. This is a traveling show. So
Absolutely.
It goes on to the next spot, right?
Yep, and then we go, we close in Philly, which is going to be the first place that the show ever premiered when it was out of town way back in the day. So this last leg of the tour, Chicago and then Philadelphia, it's going to be pretty monumental for everyone in the cast. So everyone is going to be super excited and stoked and just putting on the best show for everyone in Chicago as well, especially because they know I'm from there. So I'm like, hey, you guys, it's my family, it's my friends.
Oh, yeah. All the people of Berwyn will be here.
Absolutely. I just invited my teacher from fifth grade, who was one of my first speech and drama teachers. And I said, hey, come to opening. I get one more ticket. So I'm really excited to see so many people that I love.
I am very excited too. I'm going to be there Tuesday night.
All right.
And I'm going to let you know at where I'm going to be because I want to meet you and I want to bring you. We have a coffee mug that goes out to all of our people that are guests. That'll be, it says Around the Town Chicago and WCPT. So we will get that to you.
Oh, that sounds great. Absolutely. I will totally find you after the show.
I am looking forward to seeing you on stage, my friend. And we will.
Thank you very much.
And Billy Flynn, we'll see you then. Okay. Thank you, Max.
Well said. Thanks, Al. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you for having me. You too. You as well. Thank you. Bye.